Hey, it's the Pete here. Finally, I haven't touched Audio Boon forever, and I've been meaning to for quite a while now. I'm just sort of hanging out. It's, what is it, Monday night, the 17th? Well, it's after midnight now, so it's the 18th. And I don't know, I've just been feeling the urge to do some sort of audio thing again, and it's been a while since the website 666 went under, and I had a podcast for that in the dark ages. You can find that on archive.org, or probably on my blog still on thepete.com. You can do a search there. Either place for it should have it. But, I don't know, I've just been itching to find another thing, another venue to create through that I haven't already exploited. My brain is very crowded, I'm trying to think of reasons to keep you listening, or reasons to give you to keep listening. Well, I guess I could keep it, mention that, that I will be interrupted, though I'm not going to hit stop on the recording. You get to listen to me pop popcorn. That's right, that was not a gunshot, despite the fact that I live in New York City. There's another one. I'm gonna have to put more corn in. Alright, here we go. Isn't this exciting? Come on, just one more kernel. I think this should pop. Yep. Oh, and I think the oil's burning already, so. Oh, there it goes. Because, my wife and I used to, make popcorn, you know, the way everybody else in America does with the microwave, but, I just, you know, got in a health kick, I guess, and one of us suggested we try making it the old-fashioned way. I think it was me. I could be wrong. And so we've just been doing it ever since, and I think that was about 2, maybe 3 years ago. So, yeah. Still put margarine on it. Not real butter. We did try butter once, and, you know, we didn't care for it so much. It's a weird thing, because butter's supposed to be, my mom is always saying, butter's supposed to be healthier for us, but anyway, not the most exciting thing to hear me talk about, I suppose, but yeah, if you're not familiar with me, check out my blog, check out the Wikipedia that you can find a link to on my site. Wow, listen to that pop, I better shake it. You're not done yet. Ah, there you go. Jeez, I think I might have put too much in. And, so I do some puppeteering from time to time, which I need to get back to because I miss it. I write. I, microwave margarine. I lick the fork with it. Oh, that's kind of popping. Or that's going to burn. This is the dreaded fear of my wife and I. We're always going to burn the popcorn. I think it's not... Oh, there was one. Yeah, that's it. I smell a little bit of burnt corn, so I wasn't completely successful. Suppose I should also stop the margarine from boiling over in the microwave. There we go. And let's see. So I write a little. I draw more these days than I write, though I'm more of a writer than an artist, cartoonist. And, yeah, and so I have lots of opinions, lots of thoughts echoing inside around my brain. I imagine my brain is a big hollow vessel that just has ideas. Oh, that's hot. I shall use an oven mitt for that. But yeah, so where is my wife, you may be wondering, because since my wife and I always make popcorn together, or we have the ritual, but she's not here. She is on a cruise ship. Which is both lucky and not. Oh, yeah, I did burn some. Damn it. 30 lashes. Penance from the popcorn gods. I don't know. I just have not a lot of time on my hands, but I never talk to anybody because I work from home. And never really go out. I'm a little hikikomori-ish. Hikikomori is the Japanese term for kind of shut-in, but not really a shut-in in a real, in like a medical sense, but or a mental incapacity sense. It's just suddenly people just decide, I'm not going to go out ever again. And they never do. I do go out, though. just not recently. Not for the past few days, I guess. But why bother? Because, you know, I live in New York City. You can stock up with one trip out, and then you can stay in for quite a while, actually. It's a little bit like being on a cruise ship, actually, which is where my wife is. Which is, oh, that's right. I was going to say, it's a mixed bag. Because, you know, we're apart. And that sucks. And I miss her. And yeah, it's cool that I get to go on cruises to go visit her, because Disney, the company she works for, is really actually quite generous. In all things considered, I suppose they could be more generous and just let me stay on the boat all the time. It's not like I'm a glutton or anything. But actually going to visit her is very disruptive to my brain, because I like to get into a groove like Stella, you know, new or old groove, whichever, I'm fine. And, I don't know, was that funny? I'm not sure. You know, I get to doing work, and I get distracted, and I get disrupted, and I fall out of my groove, and I can't stay focused on my work. So it's a little disruptive, plus it's a little lonely, certainly for me, but surprisingly for her as well. I mean, she's surrounded by a bunch of young kids, 20-somethings mostly, and it's been 7 years since she's been in her 20s. I hope I didn't give away too much information there. She misses me and New York and the freedom. And, you know, she doesn't get to cook and she can only go so far because of the ocean around her. And, of course, she gets paid to sing and act, which is great. And that's nice. And that's obviously why she's doing it. But it's, you know, it's a neat adventure, and this is actually her second contract, so I don't know why she needed to do it again, but anyway, so that's where I am, and I am home. I, for some reason, mentally feel like, or subconsciously, have this feeling like it's Saturday night, so I've been watching TV for several hours, and it's after midnight, and I should probably go to bed. But instead, I'm going to stay up and watch the first episode of the new season of Continuum, because I'm a nerd, too. Did I say that? I don't think I have. Gadget freak, science fiction nerd. Been binging on Person of Interest lately to catch up, because I only started watching the show a few weeks ago, and now I'm 5 episodes short of caught up. And it's a wonderful show. It starts off really dumb, but I stuck with it, and really glad I did, because it got pretty intense there recently. So anyway, I don't know what this little the Pete cast is going to be. I think it might just be me venting or checking in and just sort of mentally, you know, reconnoitering my projects and things like that, because I've got a lot on my plate and a lot of things I'm working on. Petesofficial.com is my latest project I need to get my retail items onto for sale. And but I'm almost out of my 9 minutes that Audioboo has allotted me for inviting others to join, whom I've forgotten all about now, and they've probably forgotten about me since I haven't been on Audioboo in forever. But that's going to change. So this will be weekly, or probably more frequently, whenever I have a spare 9 minutes to babble. So, there you go. 7 seconds left. All right, well, thanks for listening if you have been. And please leave a comment if you like it. Stop by thepete.com. Bye.